Cryptocurrency scams surge. ASIC takes down hundreds of fraudulent websites. Key points: ASIC has removed over 7,300 phishing and investment scam websites in the past year, including 615 cryptocurrency investment scams. Despite these efforts, investment scams, including those involving cryptocurrencies, remain the leading type of fraud in Australia, resulting in $1.3 billion in losses in 2023. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, announced a significant milestone in its fight against online financial fraud, with a particular focus on cryptocurrency scams. Over the past year, ASIC has successfully taken down more than 7,300 phishing and investment scam websites, including 615 specifically targeting cryptocurrency investors. This announcement comes at a time when cryptocurrency-related crimes are making headlines globally. As we at Token Times AI reported earlier, 2024 has seen a dramatic increase in crypto thefts, with stolen funds nearly doubling to $1.58 billion. Additionally, we covered a $5 million lawsuit against Google over a cryptocurrency scam app on the Play Store, highlighting the pervasive nature of these fraudulent activities across various platforms. ASIC's campaign, which began in July 2023, has primarily targeted fake investment platform scams, with over 5,530 such websites removed. Additionally, ASIC has eliminated 1,065 phishing hyperlinks, highlighting the diverse nature of online financial fraud. The evolving threat landscape. Despite these aggressive measures, investment scams, including those involving cryptocurrencies, continue to pose a significant threat to Australian consumers. In 2023 alone, these scams resulted in a staggering $1.3 billion in losses, maintaining their position as the country's most financially damaging type of fraud. ASIC Deputy Chair Sarah Court emphasized the evolving nature of the threat, stating, "The scams landscape is rapidly evolving. Innovative technology developments may improve how we live and work. However, they also provide new opportunities for scammers to exploit." Court highlighted that an average of 20 investment scam websites are being taken down daily, underscoring the relentless efforts required to combat this issue. The Commission has also raised alarms about increasingly sophisticated tactics scammers employ, particularly in cryptocurrency. Of particular concern are fake news articles and deepfake videos featuring public figures that endorse fraudulent online investment trading platforms, including those purporting to offer cryptocurrency investments. These deceptive practices, often proliferated through social media channels, have become a primary vector for luring unsuspecting victims. Collaborative efforts and consumer protection. ASIC's takedown initiative is part of the broader government-led Fighting Scams program, which aims to disrupt scams and safeguard Australians from financial harm. The regulatory body is working in close partnership with the National Anti-Scam Centre, NASC, sharing data and intelligence to enhance its disruptive capabilities. To illustrate the nature of these scams, ASIC provided examples of their recent takedowns. One such case involved Dexa Trademarkets, a cryptocurrency investment scam falsely claiming to be internationally regulated and boasting billions in trading volume. ASIC took down this website within an hour of receiving a report from an Australian consumer who had fallen victim to the scam. In response to these ongoing threats, ASIC urges consumers to remain vigilant and proactively protect themselves, especially when considering cryptocurrency investments. The Commission advises the public to consult its MoneySmart Investor Alert List, which provides information on potentially fraudulent or unlicensed investments. As scammers continue to adapt their methods, particularly in the rapidly evolving cryptocurrency space, ASIC remains committed to developing its approach to detection and disruption. Scammers will continue to adapt and find new ways to lure consumers, and ASIC remains proactive in detecting and disrupting investment scams, Court affirmed, signaling the regulator's ongoing dedication to protecting Australian consumers in an increasingly complex digital financial landscape. The Commission's efforts appear to be yielding some positive results. According to the NASC's 2023 Targeting Scams Report, overall losses from investment scams decreased from $1.5 $5 billion in 2022 to $1.3 billion in 2023. While still a concerning figure, this downward trend is attributed to various government and industry initiatives, including ASIC's website takedown capability. As cryptocurrency scams continue to evolve and proliferate, ASIC's aggressive takedown campaign serves as a crucial line of defense for Australian investors. However, the regulatory body emphasizes that consumer education and vigilance remain key components in the ongoing battle against financial fraud in the digital age. With the global nature of these scams, as evidenced by our reports on rising crypto thefts and legal actions against tech giants, international cooperation and consistent regulatory efforts will be crucial in combating this growing threat.